Hey, it's Yasmin. As we're gearing up to release a new season with our new production partner, North Carolina Public Radio, I'm looking back on some of the conversations we've had on this show and my reasons for creating it. I wanted to share stories you're not likely to hear about being Muslim unless you scratch the surface. Because although we're connected by faith, we're such a diverse community and there is no singular Muslim experience. In the very first episode, we talked about what it's like to carry multiple identities, like being Muslim and Black, or Muslim and a woman, or Muslim and a refugee. One of my early guests carries all those identities all the time.
One of the big challenges with carrying so many identities is constantly having to prove that you are of those communities. People want to deny my Muslimness. They want to deny my Blackness. They want to deny me being an immigrant, and then also me being American. So I'm constantly having to prove my identities while also carrying the burden of representing those identities, always having to smile big as a Black woman, also having to prove that my English is very good or prove that I'm educated. Before wearing hijab, I think that people saw me as a Black woman sometimes until they would hear my name or find out that I'm Somali, and then suddenly I'm not Black anymore, you're something else. If I were to mention that I was Muslim, people would say, oh, I thought you were Black, and you know, that I would get that a lot. And then after I wore hijab, I think that the anti-Blackness died down a little bit and the Islamophobia came up a bit. So people just weren't sure what to make of me at that point.
That's Iman Ali. She's a North Carolinian who was born in Somalia. Since our interview, I wanted to give her an extra shout out because she's now at NYU getting her master's in public health. Iman was one of my favorite interviewees because she didn't beat around the bush at all when we dove into the discrimination that Black Muslims face, including within our community, and even as early as the fifth grade.
I was in Sunday school and we had a substitute teacher. This is Islamic school. So we had a substitute teacher and he was pretty young and we weren't really doing anything. We were kind of just hanging out, talking. And I overheard him say to the boys, I would never date anyone darker than me unless she was Beyonce. And my first reaction was how inappropriate to have a conversation like that as an adult man with a bunch of 10-year-old boys. And how normalized does that kind of language have to be in your life for you to just say that and not fear any kind of backlash or consequence? And that's exactly what happened. The boys laughed and they moved on to the next subject. And there were Black boys and girls in the room. So that had to be the first striking moment, I think, within the Muslim community that I had.
On the flip side, Nigel Edwards converted to Islam in college and told me he wouldn't experience racism as a Black Muslim until later on. Nigel's race became the focus when he proposed to his wife, whose family is from India.
But it's always funny when people are given the test. And Allah tests us all in many different ways. When they're given that test, when it comes to issues like marriage, then all of a sudden we're not just one people. That's when the tribalism comes out. That's when we're different races. And that's exactly what happened. And to put it short, you know, they said if I was anything except a descendant of slaves, they would have accepted. I could have been white, I could have been Arab, I could have been Somali even, but if I was a descendant of slaves, and for that reason, they were not going to accept our union.
If you haven't heard the full episode with Nigel and Iman, it's waiting for you right now wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure you're subscribed to our feed so you don't miss out on our upcoming season where we'll be talking about faith, activism, and social justice. I'm Yasmin Bendas. Whether or not you have a Muslim friend, you'll find one here. Thanks for listening.
Me and My Muslim Friends is made possible through partnership with North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Find more on-demand content and ways to support this podcast at wunc.org.